Senate Democrats failed today to move forward on a defense bill that included ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Republicans shot down a procedural vote on the defense authorization bill, making slimmer the chances of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell this year. Senator Lisa Murkowski was being watched as a crucial vote, but she stuck with her party. Only GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine voted to bring the bill to the floor. Murkowski said yesterday she wanted to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but she wanted to see many days of debate and discussion on the floor. She says Democrats were not willing to allow for enough time and were rushing it through, so she voted no.
This is not a vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This is a vote on moving to the defense authorization bill. This is a huge bill. In terms of not only the dollars that are involved, but the authorizations that are in place and the controversy that is associated with it. Don't Ask, Don't Tell is one part of defense authorization.
Senator Mark Begich voted with all other Democrats except for West Virginia's Joe Manchin to move forward on the defense bill. The final vote was 57 to 40, three votes short of the needed 60. President Obama weighed in this evening in a statement saying he was extremely disappointed and calling to task Republicans who he said were a minority, quote, standing in the way of the funding upon which our troops, veterans, and military families depend.